fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. Just flipping them switches, make them mics hot, but that's how we get on the air, and we're always on the air, and you're right where you should be in front of your radio, 8 p.m. on Thursday night for Common Sense Radio. That's right. Whether you're listening on TuneIn Radio, streaming at FMTalk1065.com, or you're just sitting out, chilling on the back porch with your little transistor radio, which just flew over the heads of over half the audience because they don't know what's a transistor radio. But that's okay. Hopefully you're listening. However you're listening, it doesn't matter. We're glad you're here to sift through the propaganda, the fake news, all the nonsense, and just unbelievable BS that flies these days that comes out of the mouths of the media and our elected leaders. And you're here to sift through it and discuss it and figure out what the real truth is, what the nuggets are, and you're in the right place, FM Talk 106.5, where we turn up your voice, especially on Common Sense Radio. And every week we come back, and it is amazing that we come back with such regularity. I mean, it's like a clock every week at Thursday at 8 p.m. It's like getting up to make the donuts, getting up to make the sausage, whatever it is. Every week with regularity, we have the most diligent, disciplined engineer who will come in here every week and have everything prepared, have the electrons prepared and everything so that we can be on the air to bring you truth and fun and entertainment and information every week. And the FCC can't find us because of the diligence and hard work of our engineer, Charlie Moss.
I think why isn't mine working?
Well, you got to have your mic working.
Now we got it.
There you go.
There's just too many buttons in here.
There's a lot of buttons over there.
I've been really busy this week corralling these little electrons, invisible as they are, because they twirl around and it make it possible for our voices to get into the receivers all over the Northern Gulf Coast at a speed of 186,000 miles per second.
Exactly.
If I remember correctly. Well, we're trying to speed them up because Saturday night we're going to move ahead an hour.
Well, that's right. Oh. We're moving ahead. That's daylight savings time.
And talking to a listener out there, if you forget, then you're going to miss the first hour of Bill Finch's Garden Show from 8 to 10.
That's right. Don't forget.
I'm sorry, 9 to 11. And then you'll totally miss Randy Bergen and the Southern Fairways Golf Show, 11 to noon.
Miss all
and
that.
Then the Giant Foodie Show with Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu in the noon hour. So don't forget your clock.
And hopefully you're not going to be late all week and miss Common Sense next week. Hopefully by Thursday of next week you will have figured out that you are an hour behind.
Yeah. But it'll be daylight, so that's
it'll be
nice.
Daylight.
Now, I hate what happens if we have a power outage and my microwave clock goes off.
Right.
And then I get up Sunday morning and I won't know how to set it.
Yes. No, I know. Yeah.
Which hour?
What hour are we in? So, yeah. But don't forget daylight savings time. And fortunate for you, the listener, our adult supervision, executive producer, head of the research department. That's right. And co-host. And Gold Star Wife United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
Good to be here.
That's right. Always
week.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, this week, it's all wearing on us from just watching this crazy war and the suffering of all these civilians, which is just really, really disheartening, disgusting, annoying. And then just the nonsense in our own country that's going on with the news just lying to you. Our elected officials saying so many stupid things, so many embarrassing things. There's been stories about that Americans are getting stressed.
You think?
They're having anxiety about what is going on. Because
it is.
I guess here's where I want to go with it. We can handle hard times, right?
Mm-hmm.
You handle hard times. You recognize the problem. You go, all right, let's get together. We'll get some solutions, and we can handle this. But we're in a do loop with a bunch of morons. We have all these problems coming up, and no solutions. And if they do say anything, it's absolute stupidity that makes it worse. Or, and you're sitting here, how do we ever get out of this?
Or it's even worse. And they,
or they make it worse.
They mean to be destroying things as fast as they possibly can. How would it be different?
No,
if that weren't what
that's
they were doing?
Kind of exactly where we're going with this is if you wanted to destroy the United States, Joe Biden and the Democrats couldn't do better than what they're doing right now. Yep. You have to wonder this on purpose. I mean, look at the energy prices soaring, and then you got to sit there and go, "Wait a minute, we're at $4 a gallon and going up, and nobody knows where it's going to stop." Folks, that's starting to get into everybody's pocket. Because look, my truck used to. In the Trump days, I could fill up for $35-40.
Yep.
I'm filling up for $80 now.
Yeah.
It's $80.
Same.
That makes a big difference. That's already affected me. I've actually stopped saying, you know what? I'm not going over there. I was supposed to go to Robertsdale twice last Saturday. And I said, you know what? I am not driving to Robertsdale twice in one day.
Teleconference, I guess.
Yeah, no, we're going to do something different.
Somebody did an interview with a driver of an 18-wheeler. He said it used to cost him about $500 to fill his tanks. It's at $900 plus now. And everything comes to our stores and supermarkets and fast food places by truck.
So, you know, I was thinking it's very similar to the spring lockdowns we had exactly 2 years ago, and this is how. You know who it hurts the most? And first is small businesses.
Small
businesses,
exactly.
Because this takes away what's called discretionary spending.
Yep.
So let's say that extra little fun money you had, it's gone.
Right.
So you wanted to go get your nails done, or you wanted to go to your favorite barbecue joint, or you wanted to whatever fun thing you kind of weekly would do. Well,
or you're
going
to go to the boutique for the better gift or what? No.
Just fun things. Like and again, a lot of times that's what small businesses operate off of.
Right.
They will be the first to feel this on the business side of it. And then the poor people, like middle income, and then the less you have, the closer you live paycheck to paycheck, or if you have only half a paycheck, it's incrementally worse for them.
Think about how many Americans live paycheck to paycheck. Well, and they used to spend $100 a month on fuel. Now they spend $200 a month on fuel. How do you live paycheck to paycheck if you just added $100?
Start figuring out what bills you aren't going to pay.
Right.
What things
you're not going to eat or wear or buy.
That does not create a good functioning society. People operate better. They behave better. When they have a little freedom and flexibility.
To do things.
Just to do things. And again, it hits the small businesses, I think, very hard.
Yeah, a bag of Old Roy dry dog food's beginning to look better.
Yeah. No, you're right. We might all be sitting around, eating the gravy train.
Hey, can I share a quick thought on the fuel thing? That was my phone.
Oh, I thought we had an alarm.
No, yeah, I think it's okay. Somebody, some girl on TikTok wanting to talk to me, no doubt.
Charlie, your wife's listening to this. You're not supposed to say that on the air.
Anyhow, on day one, when they canceled the XL pipeline and they discontinued the digging for oil and whatever, and I kept thinking, what possible reason could it have? You know, could they have for doing that? I know they didn't like Trump, but still, we were energy independent. And and then it finally dawned on me a couple of weeks ago. I guess I'm a little slow to the bases, but they're pushing electric vehicles and the green promise. Now, if somebody listening has an inside track to Fox News or Newsmax or
One American News,
All American networks. I wish they would issue a challenge to one of the Democrats. Chuck Schumer would be a good start.
Yeah.
Challenge them to get in an electric vehicle in New York and try to drive to Los Angeles right now.
Right. Yeah. See how far you get how long it takes.
And it's going to be years before they can do that. And so.
So they're taking away your freedom.
Keep the fossil fuels until the other stuff is ready.
It's expensive. Go ahead.
There's a bigger plan, too. You know, he said it just dawned on him, this is a great way to nudge people away from them nasty vehicles. But there's this whole thing about ESG scores. It stands for environmental, social, and governance. And it's going to equal a
with like a credit score.
A credit score, which already, this is why you see Disney coming out on this woke issue, which we'll get into a little bit later, too much, but right now before the break. But when you scratch your head thinking, like, why would someone like Coca-Cola or Disney really have anything to say about what's going on in a kindergartner's classroom, or all you're doing is selling a soda? Why are you interested? Well, if you don't understand what's going on with ESG scores, it's coming to a town near you. It's already at your big bank. But this is really what's behind it. So I keep saying, you know, this is not just a coincidence.
No. No, none of this.
These things have happened the way they have.
I mean, inflation came out at 7.9% today.
And going up.
It was 1.4% when Biden took office. Now it's 7.9, and they don't know where it's going to stop. Remember they told us last year it's transitory?
Remember Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, Jimmy Carter's sitting there just dancing. I didn't think anybody could do worse than I did, but go, Joe. Go, Brandon, go, right? And look, all of this and what you were just saying a minute ago, Biden is actually exploiting Putin to wage a green war on the middle class. Mm-hmm. They're using this. With the fuel prices like this, we need to just go to electric vehicles. I mean, did you see where Pete Buttigieg was so arrogant? He said, just buy an electric vehicle. It's $60,000. Are y'all nuts? All right.
And where are you going to charge your batteries?
Right. I'm telling you, the electric vehicles are going to lose their charm in a blizzard or a hurricane.
Yep.
Because you're stuck in traffic for 18 hours and you can't get anywhere in that battery. I'm telling you, that's where they're going to lose their charm. Look, we're way over the break. 251-343-0106. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And we were just talking about the fuel prices going through the roof and how Americans are stressed out. Mostly not just because the fuel prices are going up. And not just fuel, everything, like we said, milk, bread, everything, because everything gets in by truck. But there's no solutions. Now, we got into there's this. You know, we're using the Russian thing as an excuse to wage green war on our own middle class. So really what this all gets to is Biden and Putin seem to have a symbiotic relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a pattern.
They do, right? Mm-hmm. Because Putin benefits from Biden being weak, indecisive, and isn't going to do anything. So he can kind of do what he needs, get away with whatever he wants to. But Biden needs Putin. Because he could, Biden has screwed everything up in the country. But now that the Russians are raping and pillaging and plundering Ukraine, we're all focused on that. So we're distracted from the abject failures of the Biden administration. So they're like, good, focus on Ukraine and everything happens here. Oh, that was Putin's fault.
And actually, Peter Ducey took Jen Psaki to task as he
I heard
getting
like
to be
that.
So good at doing now. It's kind of like the best part of the press conference. But yeah, he said, from now on until the primaries, it's everything Putin's fault.
Yeah.
I mean, he just called her on it, you know, and of course she has some smart, I can't even listen to her. She's an evil liar. You know,
oh, no, she's terrible.
How does someone like that?
No, she really is a terrible liar.
She's terrible.
But
you're right.
So here we are. The Democrats actually love it. This is a huge distraction.
Right.
Everything that's going wrong, blame Putin. Blame Putin, not us. We were doing pretty good until Putin, right? But Putin also knows that we're using it as a distraction. So there's this symbiotic relationship. They're over there blaming me. That's fine because they're not going to stop me.
And he knows he's helping destroy the West.
And he's helping destroy
the West. I mean, so he's kind of coming out.
And so there's a lot of stupid things. One of the things that just didn't make sense. Okay, so and I get totally that we want to avoid any kind of open war. And I'm not like some of these people are jumping up and down, send troops and do this and we're getting to war. No. Now, I'm not necessarily against mobilizing to let them know we're serious that we're going to contain this. But I don't get we can send thousands of Stingers and Javelins to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to send the fighters from Poland. Oh, that looks too bad. Wait a minute. You just shipped thousands of Javelins and Stingers right into Ukraine to use against the Russians. We've sort of picked a side.
Oh, yeah.
So why do we? Why wouldn't we take the Polish MiGs and hand them over? I mean, what's
it's
the difference?
So, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a difference. There's a. I mean, there's this all this halfway measures.
Correct.
Which makes it
quite dangerous.
Right. That's the most dangerous thing is
yes.
when you're halfway.
It's very dangerous.
It's kind of like being armed. You
yes.
don't pull your weapon out halfway.
Right.
If you pull your weapon
keep it
out.
Concealed until it.
When you pull it out, you better be ready
threat.
To use it.
Yeah.
Like don't pull it out hesitating because that's how you get killed and shot at.
Yep.
Right? And it's the same thing
it's
with these kind
like
of
that.
Policies. You can't be halfway. Anything you say, you got to mean it. Now, what about these biolabs?
Well, here we go.
Have you been reading about
I have.
Tell
I
us
did.
More
I saw
about
it. The interview, too, with the gal who, like, she kind of got backed into the corner by Marco Rubio, and she reluctantly, carefully worded how she said yes. And you could almost see that I don't think Rubio thought she would confess, but she said, yes, there are biowarfare weapons. How did she word it? I'll have to go back to
but like bioweapons labs in Ukraine.
Yes. So
funded
here,
by the United States.
Here, this is what I believe. We're at this place where, okay, at the same time this war, if you want to call it that, broke out, was the same week where all this damning information came out of the CDC. Basically, it's the biggest I told you so
right.
ever. About all the things that
oh, and the CDC,
about
that
the VAERS report about how deadly the shots are, how they had ivermectin and they were intentionally withholding it from people. I mean, all of this information has just dropped. But does anybody know it? Think about Fauci. He just disappeared.
Yeah, that's
on
right.
The same
Fauci
week. Think
disappeared.
About it. Yeah. So my thing is, don't we have a right to know if there's gain of function research, even that going on? We just lost millions of people across the globe. This is more than just a little sketchy.
Way more sketchy.
And we need to know, like, if this is going on in Ukraine or wherever, we deserve to know that no matter what Putin's doing.
Right.
But we don't have a media that cares about the fact Americans died, people all over the globe died,
and they
probably
don't care about the truth.
Like in a genocidal way.
They've picked a side. They're picking their agenda. They're protecting their side.
I'm telling you, this is like, okay, I had a friend, and I mean, all along, I was always against the mask, just from the very beginning, for many reasons. And there was, and then as it went on, month after month, year after year,
yeah.
You had the masking people where it became this big virtue signal, and you were just killing grandma if you didn't wear your
mask.
Well, I know. But eventually, we did all agree it's pretty much a virtue signal.
Yeah.
And I called this, I said, you wait. There'll be people that'll happily be bragging about how high gas is because they'll have a Ukrainian flag slapped across their mask.
Right.
And they'll be wearing a Ukrainian
right.
flag
Ukrainian
mask.
Flag on their mask.
And this will be
I
the
wanna
new...
I want to pay $10 a gallon.
And so be it. I saw the tweets today. It's happening. Literally, libs, all these people, if I have to pay $10 a gallon to put down the Russians, then I will. And I said, I called this. How did I know? Well, I know because you got to put pieces together.
Right.
Think of timing. Nothing just happens. And again, I don't know the answers because I do know Russia puts out propaganda. We put out propaganda. Everybody puts out.
It is hard to figure out what the truth is.
It is very hard, and I will claim I actually don't know. But I do know we have enough deep questions that we deserve real answers, and it's okay to ask.
So here's the pattern.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So we find out that the lab there's a bioweapons lab in Wuhan that developed the corona and leaked it, but it was funded by the United States. And oh, by the way. China's paid some $31 million to the Biden family through Hunter Biden. And now and it's a hot spot of problem. Now we find on the other side of the globe, in Ukraine, we're now finding out there is bioweapons labs in Ukraine.
Hmm.
Who were they funded by? The United States.
Who was hanging out over there?
Who was yeah. getting paid ridiculous sums of money for mm-hmm. doing nothing?
Yep.
Hunter Biden and the Biden family from Ukraine. So what kind of coincidence is that we have biolabs in China, biolabs in Ukraine, funded by the United States, and the Biden family's getting paid off?
But we're supposed to believe the narrative that we are fed.
Yeah. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. Yeah. What are y'all covering up? And I don't even know exactly how those things connect, but there's something going on between those two and how we have absolutely failed. The policies have failed in Ukraine.
And look,
we
set whatever it is, it's definitely not what even Sean Hannity is saying it is. And did you see where it came out? Newsmax and Fox News took money within their newsrooms and their advertisers to give positive remarks, positive reviews, take the ads that would all push the vaccine. It all came out this week. Did you see that? I mean, it was like a big... Blew their cover big time. And again, somehow it got buried. But what I'm just saying is, you know how we all thought, isn't it kind of weird that Fox is, they're not pushing back on these vaccines at all. They're just talking about how wonderful they are.
Well, you noticed they would never, nobody would ever say
that. So basically, if you take advertisers, they claim their newsroom's not supposed to have anything to do with their advertisers, and it just was a coincidence. Again, but basically, they got busted.
Oh, no, no.
Our two conservative outlets.
Right.
And again, if you think your job as a conservative is now just to watch more Fox and even Newsmax and then just vote R in a GOP,
you are
failing. You are the reason we will not have a country. Activism is what we need right now. You need to be an interrupter. You need to make your politicians fear you. And again, watching more news and just pulling the GOP lever is not going to cut it.
That's why we are where we are. Well, no, you got to elect the right conservatives. And it could be conservative Democrats, but that's kind of gone by the wayside.
Yep.
No, we'll be back. These things don't make sense. What is going on? Who's wagging the dog?
I don't know.
When you look at the way Ukraine has unfolded, it almost looks like it was a setup, just like there's a setup to not give us relief. Because look at we could get energy independence. We had it a year ago, and what is their answer? We were going to go to Iran and Venezuela for oil? We're going to go to our enemies to buy oil instead of letting Americans make it cleaner and cheaper?
Just bringing Iran into this at all is...
Whose side are they on?
And why should we be pushing electric cars anyhow? Because the rest of the world sure isn't.
No, so we're the ones got to pay for everything.
Yeah,
there's something wrong.
There's too much.
There are people on the wrong side of this stuff. Look, we'll be back with hopefully calls and texts at 251-343-0106, or we'll just carry on.
That's right.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor, and that sponsor is Mission First Mortgage. And you know what their mission is? Their first mission, your mortgage. You're financing your dream home so that when you go shopping for that dream home, that next property, whatever it is, that you can be confident as you put those offers in because you're pre-approved, you're pre-qualified for the highest amount possible. And that's because you went to Mission First Mortgage. Go to Mission 1 ST Mortgage INC.com. That's Mission numeral 1 ST Mortgage Inc. INC.com. Or look, it's just easier. Just Google Mission First Mortgage or call Brian Dewberry at 251-289-1141. He's got a Cracker Jack crew. They are mission-focused, mission-oriented, and it is all about you, your financing, and they will get you set up. They can handle your credit issues, whatever it is. Call Brian Dewberry, 251-289-1141 with Mission First Mortgage, who brings you wit and wisdom from our 40th President, Ronald Reagan.
If I could leave you with one final thought, it would be to remind you again, the measure of America's future safety, progress, and greatness depends on how well you hold fast to our most precious values. Values that embody the culmination of 5,000 years of Western civilization. Let your determination to make this world better and safer override all other considerations. This academy was not built just to produce air warriors. It was also built to produce leaders who understand the great stakes involved in the defense of this country. Leaders who can be entrusted with the responsibility to protect peace and freedom. You are those leaders. And while you must know better than those before you how to fight a war, You must also know better than those before you how to deter a war, how to preserve peace. As you look to the future, always remember the treasures of our past. Every generation stands on the shoulders of the generation that came before. Jealously guard the values and principles of our heritage. They didn't come easy.
Folks, that is from the 30th of May, 1984. That was President Reagan's commencement exercises address to the U.S. United States Air Force Academy out in Colorado. And I picked that little segment because I was thinking about honor and that when you deal with your enemies, you have to be honorable and you have to be strong in your convictions. And you can't just halfway do things, because if you halfway do things, they'll see through it and you will be ineffective. And what the line he said, you have to know how to fight, but you also must know better than those before you how to deter a war, how to preserve peace. And we have utterly failed at deterring war and preserving peace. And then he goes on to say, jealously guard the values and principles of our heritage. They didn't come easy. And we are tossing we are discarding our values and principles and our heritage. We are throwing it overboard. That's why we're in the mess we're in. That's why this country is rudderless, not just because of the leadership, but we don't have that same gumption. I mean, we couldn't do World War II again. We don't have the moral stamina to do that anymore. We don't have the courage to do it anymore, and that's a shame because that's where we came from, and that's what he's talking about. And what you're seeing right now is the utter lack of principles, moral courage, and embracing knowledge of what your heritage and traditions are, and we're seeing that.
Which
and
is
it goes,
why I say exit government schools,
exit
if
government
possible,
schools,
or as fast
absolutely.
As possible.
So yep. That goes That's with why. This week's column. Evil cannot be ignored. It never rests. You can get that at RenewAmerica.com, BamaNewsNow.com, and oh, by the way, YellowhammerNews.com picked it up this week as well.
Nice.
So there's three different places. Evil cannot be ignored. It never rests. And really what it talks about, this is the lesson we learned from World War II, that if you ignore evil, sooner or later it comes to your door.
Right.
And the sooner you deal with it or the farther away you can keep it away, the lower the price.
Yep.
The closer you let it get to you, the higher the price. That's why these strong leadership and prudent policies in place that deter war by the United States being strong.
And Reagan always said peace through strength.
Peace through strength. That's the whole thing.
Yes.
And what happened? The United States becomes a babbling basket case. And what happens?
Because we're worried about pronouns.
We're worried about pronouns. The Russians and Chinese are laughing.
Oh, you see them
over there? They're looking at their pronouns.
Or if they can even... I don't even know if they can fathom it because it's just...
No,
there's no kind of... There's nothing. That
no, this is just amazing to think. You look at your vaunted enemy that you have feared for decades, and now they're running around in skirts poking each other. Which pronouns are you going to use today? And it's like, really? What happened to those guys?
Which I hope we have time to get into what went on in Florida this week.
With the don't say gay law.
Well, oh, yeah.
We got other things we need to probably check out.
Evil cannot be ignored. Yep. It never rests because there's a lot of hard reasons. And that's how we got into this mess is because of weak leadership. We should have never been here. And the other point of the whole thing is now there's no easy choices. There's only very difficult decisions, and there's no easy answers.
There is no coasting.
There's no coasting
from
now.
From here on out.
You got to get serious.
Have to
it's time
work
for the adults.
And
it's
fight.
Not time for Kamala to cackle her way across Poland.
And to think that you can just observe like that politics is now a spectator sport and it's not for you, or you just want to sit in the stands. Nope. You are on a side.
Yes.
Whether you realize it or not.
Silence is picking a side, folks. It is.
It is.
All right, let's go to line two. My cousin Ron Reams is calling in on line two. What do you got for us, Ron?
Thing I want to say is, boy, do I miss Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
You know, everything that he said would happen if we did not stay strong seems to be happening. And it started from the top down. I mean, when Joe Biden took over, basically he did a lot of things that have gotten us into our present situation, especially as far as gasoline and oil prices are concerned. And yet, when they ask him about it, he doesn't want to take any of the blame. It's all Russia's fault.
Right.
And, you know, the fact that he shut off the pipeline has absolutely nothing to do with our increase in prices.
Well, isn't that shutting the pipeline, increasing the regulations, stopping doing the leases, stopping doing the permits, slowing everything down so they can't drill? No, they doing everything they can to discourage production of oil because of – and what gets me angry about this is, oh, it's about climate change. It's our fantasy. Well, there are some people
–
yeah, well, some people believe in that fantasy. But the Democrats don't believe in that fantasy.
No.
What they know is that will destroy the middle class and make Americans dependent on government. And when they're dependent on government, they need a big mama, nanny government to take care of them. And that's what this is all about.
The middle class is the enemy.
The middle class is the enemy for Biden and the leftists in his government, which includes some Republicans.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
You're right.
The establishment, as we've come to know them. Listen, I got a note from my cousin in Texas, whom you met a couple of years ago when you
Barton.
For a meeting. Yeah, Larry Reams, and he sent me something. I wanted to read this to you real quick. It has nothing to do with what we've been talking about, but it's still very interesting. It's kind of a Bible study, shall we say. He said, in this crazy political season, I decided a little religion might be appropriate, so here's a short Bible study. Remember what Jesus said, goats on the left, sheep on the right. Jesus also told Peter that if he wanted to catch fish, do it from the right side of the boat. They did, and they filled the boat with fish. John 21:6, he said, throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Origin of left and right. I have often wondered why it is that conservatives are called the right and liberals are called the left. By chance, I stumbled upon this verse in the Bible, Ecclesiastes 10:2. The heart of the wise inclines to the right, but the heart of the fool to the left. It surely can't get any simpler than that. Spelling lesson. The last four letters in America, I can. The last four letters in Republican, I can. The last four letters in Democrat, rat. End of lesson. Text to follow on November of 2022. Remember, November 2022 is to be set aside as rodent removal month.
Yes, it is. We need to get rid of the rodents without any doubt.
I thought that was a very good thing, and I wanted you to hear it, both of y'all to hear, all three of you to hear it. And then, of course, the audience as well. But, man, we got to step up to the plate when November comes around. We can't let this continue.
No. You're absolutely right, because I don't think we can make it. Because I'm sitting here thinking, it's already pretty painful what's going on just in the last 2 weeks and where the fuel prices are.
Yep.
How much are we going to tolerate? I think the pressure on the administration is going to go through the roof. I don't know if it's going to matter to them, because they're going to you're going to vote us out anyway, so we're going to do as much damage. It's like we were evicting them, so they're going to strip the floors. They're going to pull down the windows. They're going to steal the water heater. They're going to destroy everything before they move out.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to mention real quick is the fact that I went to one of the big box stores' gasoline locations today to fill up. It's $3.95 a gallon now.
And that's
among the lowest prices.
That's the lowest. I paid $4.09 today.
I actually paid $4.25.
We're up on break, Ron.
We're almost on break. Thank you for calling
in.
Let me catch up.
Good talking to you.
Thank you, cuz. We appreciate it real quick. Let me catch up on the text line before we get the next call after the break. Somebody called in. John said, are you familiar with Phil Valentine? No. Randy said, all politics is compromise, and we only have one hope, the Lord's return for his church. That's true. And I think this is Greg. He said, spiteful children. And he had another one that's too long for me to quick get out. I'll try to read it in between. But we'll be back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Just trying to catch up on the text line. James from Florida said, remember when the Pinos, the progressives in name only, played the blame game with the high fuel prices in the summer of 2008? Okay, he's testing our brains on that one. And then I think this is Greg. They don't let us drill here because they don't want the average roughneck American making a decent living. A former coal miner out of North Alabama. I'm a former coal miner out of North Alabama, originally from Mobile, and they did the same thing in 2009. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, the coal industry, as Alabama was second leading producer of coal in the nation at the time with at 12.2%. They don't like American progress because of the virtue that the Democrats possess. And I get what you're saying. They don't want the little guy to get ahead. Because if the little guy gets ahead and he's independent, he doesn't need to be dependent on
government. Which is another reason they hated Trump.
It's why they hated Trump.
Yep, exactly.
That's why they hated Trump.
I think we have a caller.
Yes, let's go to line one. We have Kim Harris. How you doing, Kim?
Hey, I'm doing good. Doing really good today.
I know. It's good to hear from you, Kim. And if you guys don't know, Kim is one of our grassroots gun rights experts.
Yep.
And, Kim, I hear there's some exciting news coming out of Montgomery today. Can you tell us about it?
Absolutely. Congratulations, Representative Shane Stringer. We passed constitutional carry today.
Woohoo!
And the governor signed it into law.
That is amazing. So we are now
that is amazing because none of them wanted to do that. None of them wanted to do that.
No,
you got
this
it
has
done.
Been, how long have you guys been fighting for this?
Oh, gosh. Constitutional carry's probably been fought for at least a decade.
Oh.
Yeah.
But we joined how many other states?
Years.
How many other states are there? And now we're one of them.
21. We are number 22.
Woohoo. That's
22
great.
22 and 22.
Nice. Exciting. Good.
That's awesome.
So I just, you know, Shane Stringer was fired from his job as a deputy in Mobile. He has worked so hard for this and sacrificed so much, and his family has been through so much, and there have been so many people fighting for this. And, you know, it's going to fix the situation of the single mother or a woman fleeing her abuser without asking the sheriff for permission to take her gun to protect her life now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, congratulations. That's really good.
So this does away with the pistol permit? Concealed carry?
No, it doesn't.
No,
does
the
it?
Permit, you can still
you can
get
still
the
get
permit
one.
If you want it, but you don't have to have
you
one.
You won't be, and Kim, correct me if I'm wrong, but you won't be in trouble now if you get pulled over without your piece of plastic.
Right.
There
you
we go.
You can carry concealed under your clothing or in your car without a permit. You will still need a permit to go to sporting events and, you know, school events and things like that. There is a duty to inform if asked by a police officer, which I always did anyway.
Well, sure.
I don't have a problem with that.
But, Kim, let's clarify one thing because there's a big misconception. It does not allow anybody to carry a weapon if you have lost that right through due process, right?
Absolutely.
If you're a felon,
you're prohibited before, you are still a prohibited person.
You are still prohibited, and if you are carrying, it doesn't matter where you open carry or what or concealed, if you are a prohibited person, if you have lost that right through due process.
Or if you're not old enough.
Like or if you're not old enough.
Well, now 15-year-olds are going to be carrying.
That's right.
That's
you
true.
Are
correct.
Still violating the law.
If you were not eligible for a permit before this bill passed, you will not be eligible now.
Right. You are not eligible to carry. This doesn't change those who are not eligible. All it
correct.
Does really is it just makes it that there is no administrative process to carry.
Hey, Kim, well, I wanted to ask a quick question.
Punishing and taxing law-abiding citizens for their right to self-defense with their firearm.
Will that have any effect on the background check requirement when you purchase a handgun?
Absolutely. absolutely not. You still have to pass that background check.
Yeah. So it's actually a good thing, because it would be really weird to most people to think about having to have a permit to go to church, to gather,
right,
and, you know, have a rally. That would seem odd. You know, and honestly, this has been the infringement people have talked about all this time. It's not necessarily that it was always that big of a deal, but it is if you get pulled over and your gun's confiscated, and like Kim said, you're fleeing from an abuser or a threat.
Right. You're fleeing from an abuser,
right,
or whatever. Or you can use the administrative process. See, that's my problem with it. The administrative process.
A lady,
oh,
a friend who
you're a Trump supporter, or you're a Biden supporter, or you're black, or you're Indian, or whatever it is. Come back next week or next month.
Yeah.
We're still processing your thing.
And
there
Mobile
should be
got
no
3 months behind last year issuing their permit. So if your permit expired during those 3 months, you were just out of luck.
Now, I will say I will still continue to get my concealed carry permit,
right,
because I carry when I travel out of state.
And I will, too.
And since I'm not familiar with intimately familiar with the other states, I always want to have it. So I can say, look, I got this.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I don't know what's going on in the other states.
We do have reciprocity with many 30-some-odd other states. So, but I had a lady who, her name's Tracy, she was traveling during a medical emergency. Her permit expired. She got pulled over a week later, 1 week, and they seized her gun and sent her traveling on her way because her permit expired a week ago.
See, that's
that's outrageous.
Silly.
That's wrong.
It is.
That's just silly.
And so this will fix that. It's a big relief.
And it feels nice to just join the other con-carry states. I always felt a little embarrassed that, like, why can't we be a con-carry state? Like, what?
I
We're
know,
a red state.
In
what?
Alabama, where it says
that makes sense.
Defend our rights.
Yes, there you go. I know.
Right.
Well, thank you for all your hard work over the years.
Yes.
And I know your support to Shane Stringer. And Andrew Sorrell and so many of these that have worked for years.
And they've paid a price
for it. It's a big thing most people don't understand, but you do. And we appreciate your work, Kim.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. And thank you to Andrew, too. Andrew fought hard as well. And even Francie Robertson, there were some other legislators that really worked hard on this.
Great. Well, thank you again for updating us, and we'll all continue to fight more fights. There's more to come.
Thank you.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. And, well, we're not done yet.
No, we still have time.
Yeah, we still got some time. Let's hit a couple of quick things. COVID, finally, the Florida Surgeon General came out this week and said, hey, we do not recommend vaccines for kids. That's dangerous.
Really?
No,
I
mean,
say.
Didn't the CDC actually have data now that says if you're under 50, that the vaccine may be more dangerous to you than COVID?
There's so many things. And then Rochelle, the CDC lady, she was actually come out and said, you know, we were just really hopeful and we really wanted it to be as good as we said. But, you know, science is gray. She literally said that. I mean, it's
we're
going
to force you to take something that's gray.
And the thing is, though, Pete, I don't want people to think this is over. It is not. To this day, two-year-olds in many states still have to mask up.
Right.
We also have to do it on a plane.
Biden extended it for another month.
Soldiers are still losing their careers over this shot. The virus that was likely created by gain-of-function research, that's why we don't drop this. With this whole Ukraine thing, this is not went away. There's no never again legislation. We need to hold these people accountable abused our children. You know, we got kids.
There's some of them still are and trying to.
They still are. We got kids with speech impediments.
And look, they're still talking about it that we should vaccinate children. All right, we're out of time, folks.
We're done.
Y'all have a great weekend. Don't forget daylight savings time this week, because we don't want you to be late all next week and miss Common Sense Radio next Thursday at 8 p.m.
Spring ahead.
Spring is ahead. Spring ahead this weekend. And honey, it's time to come home.